seemed to be saying yes because she's first on again. Then it's Elena Svitolina against Belinda Bencic. Jesper de Jong and Sasha Zverev complete the afternoon session.
And then.
And then. Could be a long one. Casper yeah. Ruud. Oh, backhand into the net from Jovic. Casper Ruud against the man. The Fonz, as we're going to call him. That's Chris Bowers. Did you ever watch Happy Days, the American comedy series? It's quite old.
Oh, Fonzie.
But it had the Fonz, yeah. And, well, Fonz Ecker, he's got to be the Fonz from now on, hasn't he? That's going to be a terrific night match.
But do they look alike? Not
no,
even close,
not really. If he flicked, if he sort of
yeah, he had
flicked
a banana,
his hair back,
right?
he could try. Yeah. I'm not sure it would be a natural look for him.
Monday, happy day.
And you know, Ron Howard, who was the star of that show, has gone on to become one of the great Hollywood directors. Yeah. So,
oh yeah, sure, Ron Howard. Yeah.
There you go. That's an ace from Osaka out wide to the forehand. 40 love. And on the subject of Fonseca against Ruud, Matthew has been in touch, as he often is. Afternoon, Matthew. Really enjoying the commentary, Marcus and Antoine. What is your prediction for Fonseca and Ruud tomorrow night? And who is commentating the night session? Well, the Empress has not come up with that particular bit of information as yet, as another ace from Osaka closes out another hold of serve.
Yeah.
And in a moment, Iva Jovic must hold on to her serve to stay in the match.
And in the tournament.
Absolutely. Who is your tip then for Fonseca against Ruud tomorrow night?
I think both players are pretty tired already, because Ruud has been fighting a lot early in the tournament and was pretty busy before the tournament, because I think he finished late in a... Where did he play before the French? I think he did play in a tournament.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my outstanding, or one of the outstanding memories of this first week for me, is Ruud being absolutely down and out in his first round match when he lost the four set 6-love, of course, having had match points at 5-3 in the third. And, you know, somehow he came through it and then said afterwards, I have never felt worse on court, couldn't see the ball. But he's a fit lad, he's back in business, he's still going strong. It's such a hard one to call. I'll give you an easier one. Antoine, another question for Matthew. Based on the fact that Flavio Caboli has just beaten Lerner Tien 6-2, 6-2, 6-3, and Matthew says, Antoine, how do you feel about Tien's chances now?
Thank you. Yeah, that was... I don't know who did say that. I don't remember this friendly guy coming on Roland Garros 3. You know. Don't you see?
I think the one thing we can all share this week is getting lots of predictions wrong.
Yeah.
Jovic, 4-5, 15 love. She's won the first point. Hotez has been in touch. No, it's Erica, actually, from Hotez in the Pyrenees. Sorry. Now calling people by where they come from. Erica just says, fascinating tennis this year. Thank you for the wonderful coverage. Our pleasure. Thank you for sharing it with us. Erica, please spread the word. We've had our listening figures out for the first few days. They're outstanding, but we want more people to come and join us as well. So if you know anybody who likes tennis, actually, frankly, just if you know anybody, which I'm sure you do, please tell them. It's not just about the tennis here on Radio Roland Garros. There's a forehand exchange. Ends with Jovic is going into the net. Yeah. So 4-5 and 15 all.
And a come on by Osaka that... smells the finish line, so she wants to cross it.
Oh, Zoo, I'm indebted to you. Zoo's in Coventry in the United Kingdom. She has offered some help with this Polish pronunciation. Come back to that shortly. But it's Jovic, 4-5, 15 all. Serving to the forehand, mid-court return. Big forehand from Jovic, now a flattened out backhand. Both players in a central position. Oh, and not for the first time. Jovic gets a very lucky net cord. Ball spun up in the air, bounced over, and Osaka was powerless to do anything about it from behind her baseline.
We see the slow motion of Dallas back and down the line, and the ball did choose to go over the net.
Yeah. And
of course, last moment.
Of course, Antoine Jovic said, sorry.
Yeah.
Now I'm not. I'm just relieved. Misses the first serve.
30-15, very important point. All points are important now. Jovic taking some time to hit that second serve.
Forehand return. I thought it was a bit of a miss hit, but yeah. It landed in. Now, succession of backhands. That's a net court this time for Osaka, but that just... Oh, it slowed things up. It
yeah.
provided an opportunity for Jovic to go down the line, but she netted.
Oh, no. It felt like she didn't quite know what to do with this ball. She did. She was pretty easily on it, but... And Osaka saying sorry again with both hands. 30-all.
Merci.
And Osaka 2 points away from the round of 16. Fourth round here in the French.
Promise we will look at the men's draw in a while. We'll get this Polish pronunciation. Zachary Zwider is serving for the match against Francisco Cerundolo on court 14. That'll be an upset. He's serving at 5-3. Matteo Berrettini and Francisco Comesana are level at 3-all. Juan Manuel Cerundolo, the man who beat Yannick Sinner a couple of days ago, is about to get going against Martin Landaluce of Spain on court 7. As Osaka returns deep to the forehand, Jovic goes cross court. Now she's onto her backhand, the double hander of Osaka. Shortish ball, good depth from Jovic. Now she's going to go down the line, but she's missed. Constructed the point really well, but could not execute the final shot.
30-40.
That was an important miss for Jovic and Osaka because it does give a match point for Naomi Osaka.
Merci.
He's shadow swinging.
Merci.
Getting ready for the return. Jovic about to serve.
Match point number one after 2 hours and 57 minutes. Jovic looking to go down the middle, misses by a considerable distance. Osaka shadow swinging, bouncing up and down, keyed up, ready to pounce on this second serve. Oh, it's another deep one again. She's specialised in those today, but then she's gone long. Jovic has gone long with a backhand. The mark is shown clearly by Naomi Osaka. There's no quibble. She turns around, looks up to her box. They're hugging each other. A hard battle has ended in victory for the former world number one. Naomi Osaka is through to the round of 16. 7-6, 6-7, 6-4 in 2 hours and 58 minutes. Well, Antoine, that was terrific. And Osaka is now running. Where's she going?
Getting the towel.
Yeah, and high-fiving some of her team as well.
Yeah. The whole Osaka box very happy about the win. Osaka already signing some autographs with the kids. Can feel the relief. And we saw on the other shot that Iva Jovic did throw a racket a little bit at the bench. She can be disappointed by this loss because she was very, very close in terms of level of tennis. And it's a bit cruel because, I mean, we're almost a 3 hours fight. And in 30 seconds, she did get the loss. She was so close.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was a terrific battle. We're going to hear from Osaka in a moment. She goes through to play either Aryna Sabalenka or Daria Kazakina, and that's the next match on the same court as well. So it's only going to get tougher for Osaka, but she's through to the round of 16 in Paris for the first time after triumphing in her 100th match at this level. A sparkly performance to match the outfit.
Yeah.
And a bag's got stuck.
In the bench.
She's
Berger bench, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, there was the credential that got wrapped around the bench. It's a bit awkward, but she sorted that, and the magician's going to have a word with her now.
Yeah, Fabrice Santoro.
Naomi, congratulations and to both of you, and thanks for the show. It was just an amazing match today. It was a great battle for almost 3 hours against a young and very talented player. Do you have the feeling that you played maybe one of your best match ever on clay?
I mean, probably. I hope that every year I get better and better. But she's an amazing player. It was my first time playing her, and I'm sure we're going to see her very far in Grand Slams. Well, she already did, but more.
Since you arrived on the tour a few years ago, I always love your serve.
Thank you.
Your technique, but always also the way you push with your legs. Is it sometimes you ever add something you ever add in your career as a young tennis player, or you work a lot on it?
Honestly, when I was younger, I didn't have a good serve. I was a little bit of a pusher, so it's something that I developed later on. And yeah, I mean, I'm really glad that it was working. I think, you know, against some players, you really need to put your serve in, and she was very aggressive on my second serve, so I definitely felt a lot of pressure.
When I see you on a court, on one side there is your power in every shot, serve and the ground shot also. But also in 99% of the case, you look very calm. Are you really very calm inside?
You know, honestly, today I was a lot calmer than like my first few matches. I think in slams, the further I get, the calmer I am, because it's such a privilege to be here, and I've never been to the fourth round of Roland Garros before, so it's my first time. So yeah, I'm just really grateful to be here, and I want to thank everybody for watching. I know it's really hot, so please be careful for your health.
Last question. I need your help. Every time you walk on the court, you have gorgeous outfits. Me, I'm very classical. I'd like to look younger. Can you help me, please?
I mean, you already look so young. You look 25.
Oh, thank you very much. But do you have any different outfits at the hotel? How many? Every day it's a different one.
You don't want to be surprised. I think it's a surprise every time. I feel like that's
so the wait for the next match and the next surprise. Mesdames et messieurs, Naomi Osaka, qualifiée pour les huitièmes de finale.
Well, Naomi, you charmer, suggesting that Fabrice Santoro only looks 25. Maybe she should pay a visit to the opticians. No, he looks very dapper still.
I will tell on you to Fabrice, as I will see him later today.
Well, if she said 35, I would have definitely bought that. But she's thrilled. She's saying there, you know, it's a privilege to be involved into the round of 16 in Paris for the very first time. Obviously, it's going to get tougher if Aryna Sabalenka comes through as expected. But how good a player do you think she is now on clay, Antoine? How good do you think she can become on this surface?
Well, I like about what I've seen so far with Naomi Osaka on clay here in Roland Garros is that she's been moving better than ever on dirt. So that being said, her shots are still very, very aggressive. She seems to be serving very well, especially in the first serve. 64% of first serves in, 79% of the points won behind her first serve. So These are stats that shows that she's being very efficient behind her serves. So that's going to be very important going forward into the tournament. She has something that she needs to be careful is the unforced errors. Today, 46 winners, but 47 unforced errors. That's way too much. Especially if she's playing against players like, I don't know, Iga Świątek or Aryna Sabalenka, who are obviously the favorites of the tournament. So she needs to lower this number down. But Naomi Osaka, I mean, we're happy to see her playing at this level.
We certainly are. So Osaka goes through. In a moment, we will focus on Aryna Sabalenka and Daria Kazakina, who are going to fight for the right to play her in the next round. We've had one other winner today, and I'll come to her name in just a moment in the women's draw. On the men's side of things, what a surprise on court 14 a few moments ago. Zachary Zvider of the United States went two sets up against Francisco Cerúndolo of Argentina, who is the 25th seed. Cerúndolo came back to win sets 3 and 4. The assumption was that he would therefore go on to win. He didn't. Zvider took the final set by 6-3. And he will now play Flavio Cobolli, who's had an excellent day because he raced through to victory in straight sets against Lerner Tien. And of course, winning's one thing. Winning while expending as less energy as possible is another. And Cobolli's got to be in the mix. And I was just going to go through the other half of the draw, Antoine, and I mentioned Andre Rublev, and how I know a lot of people, myself included, would love to see him go a very long way, if not all the way. He's got to play Jakub Mensik next, and then if he comes through that, he'd play the winner of Ruud and Fonseca. So that's a pretty tough section.
Yeah, it is.
Hodar will play Pablo Carreño Busta. Rafael Hodar, I mean, what a run he's having.
Whole Spanish.
Yeah. And Jesper de Jong and Alexander Zverev complete that half of the draw. We know that Cobolli is going to play Zvider. Later on, we're going to see Moisi Kwame against Alejandro Tabillo. The winner of that will play the winner of the night match between Felix Auger-Aliassime and Brandon Nakashima. Then there's Arnaldi and Collignon for the right to play Farrier or Tiafoe. Berrettini and Comisano are on court at the moment. That's on serve. Simon Mathieu Berrettini at 4-5-15 love in the first set.
The Empress's favourite, Matteo Berrettini.
That's right. She's actually tipped him to get to the final. And the winner of that match will play either Landaluthia or the other Cerúndolo, the man who beat
Juan Manuel
Sinner. Yeah, and they've just started. Landaluthia has taken the first point. I'll rattle through a few messages. Mariana, bonjour Antoine and Sir Marcus. As always, loving your commentary. I know that Roland Garros does not have women's matches at night, but how about scheduling two women's matches at night? She wants more discussion on that. 28 degrees in Corfu in Greece. It is something that we have spoken about on a number of occasions. I don't think that's ever likely to happen, Antoine, is it?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know why. I know that the broadcasters, they did pay for one match, that's the deal, and the best match of the day, and they want to be sure that the match is long enough for people to pay at night also. So both the direction of the tournament and the broadcasters are in discussion regarding the night matches. But
ainsi que Roland Garros aimerait apporter tout son soutien au Paris Saint-Germain, je vous propose de regarder cette vidéo.
Oh, the French Federation is supporting Paris Saint-Germain.
Ah, good on them. Well done. Well done, the Federation. Yeah, thank you. It's a really tricky subject, that one.
What do you think,
Mariana? And, of course, you'd like to see women's matches in the night session. There is always the risk, of course, that they're going to not be long enough. Yeah. And if you put two on and suddenly you get 2 3-hour blockbusters, you've got a problem as well. So it's really difficult to organise. Austin's been in touch, says listening to a Brit and a Parisian sing the Happy Days theme song has made my morning.
Yeah, we are. When is our next concert?
We are appearing at the O2 in London in a fortnight. Yeah.
Exactly.
There's still 60,000 tickets available.
There are talks about the Olympia, l'Olympia here in Paris. It's a smaller venue, but with quite some cachet. And you'll get a ticket, Austin.
Yes, you do that. Mark G, he's very similar to me. He's just happy the football season is over. As a Spurs fan, I understand that. Now, we've got this little bit of help somewhere. Where was that email from? Here we are. This is from Zoo in Coventry. I'm a huge fan of Radio Roland Garros. I listen to you guys all the time. You're my favourite soundtrack for the duration of the tournament each year. I wanted to help you with the pronunciation of one of the last names, as I heard you struggle with it yesterday and today, not just one. So this Maya, the correct pronunciation is phonetically H-V-A. L-E-E-N-S-K. So Chvalinska. Chvalinska.
Why Chva?
No, it's not Spanish, is it? Chva. Yeah, sorry, that's ridiculous.
Chvalinska.
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 We're happy we got that. Thank you so much.
Hugs from...
I mean, even when you get help, it's still confusing. Marie's been in touch from St. Kitts. Oh, Marie, yeah, in the Caribbean, how lovely. Great coverage as always. Walking by the sea and enjoying the banter along with tennis updates. Nice reference to Happy Days, by the way. As for Casper v. Joao, that's a very difficult one to predict, although I think Rude's experience might come into play. But then again, we thought Novak's experience would come into play yesterday. She says, I'll be happy either way. What an exciting tournament with so many young players on both tours making their mark. I think that's maybe what we'll remember this for, some new names bursting into the sunshine, as it were.
It does give me the envy of travel when we see all these messages from all over the world.
Absolutely.
Caribbean.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh. I'm a travel agent.
Okay.
I can provide you a ticket for anywhere in the world right now. Where'd you go?
Phew.
Have a quick think of that while I update some scores. Diane Parry and Amanda Anisimova are about to get underway. In fact, they are playing the very first point down below us on Court Philippe Chatrier. And I think actually, Stefan, because there's no sign of any players for now on Suzanne Longlin, we will just dip into the early stages of this match before Aryna Sabalenka takes to the stage. Matteo Berrettini and Francesco Comisano level at 5 games all in the first set. Anna Kalinskaya and Camila Osorio of Colombia have been called to court 14. Juan Manuel Cerundolo has just held at the start of his match against Martin Landeluth on court 7. There are doubles matches as well on 4 of the other courts.
Zero
for the latest scores, the draws, interviews, scheduling, everything you could possibly want to know about Roland Garros 2026. The website is the obvious place to go. The app as well is brilliant, and at the risk of repeating myself, the app is the best way to find us. On the very first page, there's a radio icon. You just press
top
that.
Top left.
And then wherever you go, we will go with you. So where are you going? I'm giving you this ticket to the world, Antoine.
I am going to Japan.
Japan?
Yeah. I've never been.
Oh, okay.
I heard it's one of the best countries in the world to travel to.
Cantonment.
And I'd like to see a change of scenes, you know, like another decorum.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the film Lost in Translation?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's a classic. Yes, I must say, I have never been. I've had a stopover.
That doesn't really count,
does it?
No.
So maybe should we go together? We'll do this concert at the O2 in a few weeks, and then we'll do a little road trip,
perfect.
Make a television series.
Like a tour.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant. If someone would like to sponsor us and commission a show, I think we'd be very up for that.
Yeah.
Now, Diane Parry and Amanda Anisimova, how excited are the locals getting about Parry's progress this week?
Well, I have to say that, of course, they're excited, but Moise Kwame is taking all the attention so far, to be honest. But, of course, they are going to follow Diane Parry, and maybe it's good for Diane that the attention is on Moise right now. and that she's, you know, going, doing her way and making her way through the draw, and yeah, like she's just can focus on her business and not being too distracted. So that's good for her. That she's up 40-30 in this first game on her serve with the left, the left leg there with a big tape on it.
Yeah, she's had that all week. Yeah. I think it's more precautionary than
exactly.
anything else.
She often has it.
And she's playing some elaborate slice on the backhand, yeah. and she just misses the mark. So it's deuce now. Shall I be official? Olivia in Ealing has been in touch with us, and she's saying, you poor commentators, it's so difficult to learn all the new names and get them to sound correct. Well, Olivia in Ealing is actually my wife, Antoine, so she's giving us some love and some support because some of these names are tough. And she says, get on the app for all the yap. And we do like to yap when there isn't key tennis taking place. I know that she's doing a lot of gardening today. As in comes
big
Perry.
Miss.
And yeah, she had a chance to put away a forehand volley and she netted it.
That was an interesting plan that she did try to use, where she uses that short slice backhand to get Anisimova inside the court and comes to the net behind her and finish it with a forehand volley, but that forehand volley did finish into the net. So yeah, a little gardening today?
She's out in the garden. I've had to chastise her a little bit. Forehand return is right back at the server, and now she's just missed Anisimova with a backhand down the line. Yeah, when I left this time last week with my ticket that was a year out of date, Olivia was saying, right, I've got a lot of gardening to do. I'm going to be in the garden for the next 3 days. And it was quite hot.
So she
too
did
hot,
postpone.
She did nothing for the next 3 days. And finally, she got out into the garden yesterday. And I expect her to be there all day today, tomorrow, and on Monday as well.
And do you have some pictures to see the process, how it's going, and to
I'll actually share you. She's on Instagram, and there was a very interesting picture yesterday of her with a drill. She was starting to, you know, chop up bushes and all sorts of things.
Whoa.
So there was proof that she has got to work. Better late than never, as Anisimova comes into a mid-court ball and nets it.
Yeah, once again,
Paris
using the short slice on Anisimova's forehand. Seems to be working so far to get a game point. And the crowd gets behind Jan already.
Merci.
Because they know that she needs that first game to start the match the right way.
Ready now to serve in bright sunshine. The return is to the feet. She plays a sliced backhand and now plays a forehand down the line to the backhand of Anisimova, which is just long as well. So it's a good hole for Parry. She had to fend off a break point. She's done that. And she is up and running. Aryna Sabalenka is out on court Suzanne Longlen, but they haven't even begun the warm-up yet. And I'm just going to show, I need to put the silence thing on here, but here, Antoine. And I'll give her a plug, Olivia Buckland Flowers on Instagram. And there she is, hard at work yesterday.
Wow.
With the electric drill. Bit of rhythm there.
Nice. And does she do kind of a sculpture with the plants of you? She,
yeah.
Your face and your...
Oh, yes. My face is all over the plants. No, but she's very creative. Very creative. If you're looking
Go follow Olivia Buckland Flowers on Instagram.
Absolutely. If you want some faux flowers, she's your go-to
Amanda
place.
And
we'll sort out a mate's rate as well. I hope the Empress isn't listening because too many personal plugs will get me a rap over the knuckles. So Anisimova now ready for her first service game. Very easy to forget, and I had, that she made the semi-finals here at the age of 17 back in 2019.
Yeah.
Serves down the middle to the backhand, and from the moment that Parry hit that, she knew the ball was going to be wide of the mark.
Yeah. Big kick serve on the backhand. Not easy for Diane Parry, the one-handed backhand. Sometimes it's too high.
Back in 2019, Anisimova saw off the defending champion Simona Halep in the quarterfinals before losing to the eventual champion Ash Barty. Forehand return down the middle of the court from Parry. Running forehand now from her, up the line from Anisimova. The slice from Parry has got good depth on it, but so too is the forehand from Anisimova, who's now carving a forehand. Oh, I thought it was right onto the edge of the baseline, but in fact, it was just long.
Variations are working so far for Jen Parry as Anisimova missing that last forehand. And of course, the Empress is listening.
Uh-oh.
You're in trouble.
Oh, no. It's that dreaded message. It's just two words. Always listening.
30 seconds.
Even when she's asleep, she's listening.
Yeah.
And grading us. I saw your grade, actually, for your session on Thursday afternoon, Antoine.
And it's not a...
It's a B minus. Room for improvement again. Yeah. That's generally the word. Oh, forehand cross court. That's a little bit wild from Anisimova.
30 ans.
The radar shows 221 on the first serve. I do think that 221 kilometers per hour, I do think that is a bit off. No offense to Anisimova, but there's no way.
No,
that's that fast.
A little bit optimistic.
30 all.
And she serves to the backhand, and the return is netted. Dan Parry's making her eighth main draw appearance here. She has reached the third round before. This is her second time. The other one was back in 2022 when she defeated a defending champion and then a world number two, Barbora Krejcikova, in the first round before losing to Sloane Stephens in round three. In the green outfit, Anisimova serving to the forehand, off return from Parry, and then she's having to run across her baseline, and she nets, and Anisimova holds.
Yeah. Good hold for the American. Both players entered their match well. You can tell that Anisimova is going to go for a more straightforward plan, trying to be aggressive on both sides of her game, where Jen Parry is going to try to create some variations with that slice back end. And sometimes she's going to try to hit a spin back in like on the last one, but she did miss cross court.
Yeah.
Barely missed, but love 15. She can do a lot of things with that back end. Slice short, drop shot. And then with the forehand, she can create more pace.
One all, love 15. First serve clips the top of the tape, bounces long, and then bounces off the wall, and a ball boy has to travel quite a distance to pick it up. Returns to his shaded position at the back of the court. And the second service is into the net. She just collapsed into that one a little bit.
Yeah, she did fall into it. That's why she got the net, love 30.
Agata's been in touch, listening while waiting for her second match in a club tournament in the Côte d'Azur.
Ooh.
Good luck. Let us know how you get on. And she says, isn't it amazing that so many brilliant young ATP players have come in and been involved in epic battles, particularly with Novak Djokovic?
Yeah. Yesterday there was a stat regarding Novak Djokovic that he did play. The older player he played was Fabrice Santoro, born in 1972, and then Joao Fonseca.
0-40.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Amazing. That's a pretty amazing return from Anisimova, and it's given her three break points.
Yeah.
Chatrier is about a third full at the moment. Parry with her back to us. We're in our customary position on the fifth floor of the media centre. We've got a fantastic view of this magnificent court, and I always look to the little sign, which is halfway up the stands on the right. Victory belongs to the most tenacious. I think if I was ever playing down there, I'd keep looking at that to remind myself. Backhand return's got plenty of power. And the slice with the plus ones into the net. The Ampari has been broken to love, and that's going to flatten the atmosphere just a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. There was, I have to say, there was a poor game by Ampari. A lot of mistakes, double fault and forced errors.
We're going to quickly, sorry, Antoine, yeah. We'll move away. Let's very quickly go to Court Simon Mathieu, where Francesco Comisano and Matteo Berrettini, this is on Arthur's suggestion. He said, get to the key moments at the end of sets. It's what the Empress likes us to do as well. Yeah. And Comisano is serving to stay in the tiebreak, and he's just managed to force an error off the Berrettini backhand with that return. But Matteo Berrettini now has set points at 6-3.
Especially since Berrettini is the new Empress's favourite.
Well, yes, that's right. And he's a man, of course, who knows how to get to a Grand Slam final. He's done it before at Wimbledon. He's had all sorts of injury problems, but he's a heck of a player.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got a huge serve, and he's looking to take advantage of that now. Well, Comisano gets the ball back into play. Down plays a slice backhand down the middle of the court. The forehand cross court from Berrettini, who's going to take the ball on the half volley, and he crushes a winner, and he roars his approval. First set, Matteo Berrettini by 7-3 in the tiebreak.
And Thomas Enquist in Berrettini's box is up on his feet, happy about the win of the first set of his player.
Such a nice guy as well, Thomas Enquist. Oh, yeah. So that's the situation, the very latest situation on Court Simon Mathieu. We know that on Chatrier, Amanda Anisimova has struck first, breaking the Ampari to love. As we head back to Suzanne Longlen, where Daria Kazakina is serving against Irina Sabalenka, who's already held on to her serve in the opening game. And now Kazakina plays a lovely backhand cross court for a winner. How impressed have you been with Sabalenka so far this week, Antoine?
Very impressed. I mean, not impressed because we know that she can play this level of tennis, but she's looking very, very good, and of course, very, very as usual, as motivated going for the win here. I think last year she kind of missed the opportunity, and she did have a lot of occasions in that crazy final against Coco Gauff.
Yeah, that was a crazy final.
In epic conditions. And I mean, I did pick her for the win, so that's my favorite.
Yes, I meant to. I meant to write down Sabalenka, and somehow the name Rybakina came off my pen. I don't know how that happened, actually. Now, backhand to backhand, Sabalenka. They're both hitting low, flat backhands. Fiercely struck, beautifully timed, and then an even bigger forehand from Sabalenka. It's a winner. And by the way, Antoine, if you were feeling a little gloomy about the B-minus you got for that shift the other day, the Empress has just reminded me that I got a D-minus that day.
It's okay, it happens to the best students, you know?
I don't know if I'm going to make week two. There'll be detention on Sunday night.
Especially if you... Are you the one suggesting some crazy bonuses and prize money, you know? Well, coming out of the Empress's bank account?
Yeah, I mean, it's just so generous of her. She's had a good year, and apparently I thought it was only €1,000 from a private account for the best tipster, but it's 3,000, I learned.
Okay.
Yeah, it's... But now that I've lost Djokovic and Rybakina, I don't really care anymore. Here's Kazakina, serving at 40-30. Returns on the line, cross court from Kazakina, running forehand from Rybakina. Sabalenka, who's now going to come in, and she should put away an overhead. She doesn't. Another high ball is served up by Kazakina. Sabalenka, why can't I say a name today? Lets it bounce, and then fires away a comfortable winner. I'll tell you why I can't. You know, the fact that I got that D-minus the other day, Antoine, you start to get, you get tight, don't you? Every mistake and your grade goes down a little bit. I'm really feeling the pressure.
You have to be, come on, it's a Grand Slam, so you have to be good under pressure.
You do. Absolutely right. Well, what we were just saying, victory belongs to the most tenacious, be it on the court or with a microphone in front of you. Deuce, Kazakina. Oh, it's a double four.
Yeah. Avantage, Sabalenka.
Not saying that there's a good timing for a double foot, but at Deuce, one love to start the match. That's not the good moment at all. Sabalenka gets a break point here.
Amanda Anisimova has held, so she now leads by 3-1 against Diane Parry as Sabalenka returns right onto the Kazakina baseline and she plays another flourishing backhand cross court. Now a running forehand. Kazakina is there. Sabalenka is having to do a lot of work in this particular point, but she's still in it until that moment when her half volley on the backhand wing, having been under enormous pressure, ends up in the net.
Great save by Kazakina. She did accept to work to save that break point.
Daria Kazakina, who of course has been representing Australia for a while now, so Courtney in particular will be interested in this match. They haven't got many left, the Australians. Actually, she might be the last one. Forehand return from Sabalenka, mishit then on the backhand with the plus one from Kazakina. And it's another break point for the world number one. Just heard a few words from the Sabalenka camp.
Yeah.
Serving on the forehand is netted on the return.
Jody did get in touch with me through the email, asked me, because I was talking about the broadcaster's choice for mm-hmm. the best match of the day to be the night match. And Jody says, I just don't believe that. None of the night matches this tournament have really been great. And yesterday's best match of the day was a no-brainer. It wasn't the night match. Explain, please. I am befuddled. Sorry.
I'll just cut in there because Sabalenka has played another exquisite point. And it's ended with a forehand dry volley into the open court to bring up another break point.
I will answer to Jody at the end of this game.
Yeah, it's such a difficult subject that we have mentioned many times as Kazakina misses her first serve by a mile, I think it's fair to say.
Danger on the second serve. We know Sabalenka is already inside the court.
And she went for it and the return's off the back of the baseline. And although Kazakina got that one back, in came Sabalenka, pummeled away a backhand, and at the third time of asking, she gets the break. But the first time of asking, and the world number one leads Daria Kazakina by 2-0. Diane Parry's managed to hold on in her most recent service game on court, Philippe Chatrier. So Amanda Anisimova leads 3-2 with a break. Matteo Berrettini and Francesco Comisano have just started the second set on court Simone Mathieu. And Anna Kalinskaya and Camilla Osorio have just begun on court 14. And Kalinskaya has begun extremely well because she's broken Osorio in the very first game. They're on serve on court 7, the match between Juan Manuel Cerundolo and Martin Landaluf. And if you weren't with us a little earlier, well, you missed a terrific encounter between Iva Jovic and Naomi Osaka, which the Japanese player won in 3 very tight sets, a match that lasted almost 3 hours. Beautiful forehand down the line gives Sabalenka the first point of the third game here on court Suzanne Longlin. Now serves out wide to the backhand of Kazakina, who goes cross court. Sabalenka was then trying to go back across court with a short angle, but she nets. Hello to Gabrielle in Muggy Fort Worth, who says, great coverage as usual. Best strategy is to watch on television, but listen to us. And advice for you, Antoine, if you do visit Japan, consider including Okinawa for a few days. The beaches and parkland are incredible.
Will do. But I do want to answer Jody's question about the night match scheduling. So, yeah, the broadcasters, they do ask for, of course, if they broadcast the night match, they do ask for the best match of the day. And definitely yesterday, Fonseca Djokovic was a no-brainer, as you mentioned. But then they do talk with the players, the organization of the tournament, and they have these talks. And it's just a matter of, you know, negotiations and talking, and sometimes it goes the player's way, sometimes it goes the tournament direction way, and that's just the way it is. So that's why I was saying that.
Well, thank you, Jody. Yeah, it's never as simple as it sometimes seems to be. Now, Sabalenka, a breakup at 15:30 and misses her first serve.
As Jen Perry broke back.
Oh, my goodness me.
Philippe Chatrier.
Oh, la, la. Sabalenka serving to the Kazakina forehand, which she gave herself plenty of room to return on the forehand wing. Then the off forehand from Sabalenka with good depth, good defending for now for Kazakina, but she's not going to get to that one.
I mean, when Sabalenka gets going on the forehand side, it's just... She's just showing why she's being the number one in the world. With that big swing, she can be powerful, she can be precise. I mean, it's just she's launching rockets with the side of a game.
Oh, she's great to watch, I have to say.
Yeah.
I love her expression, her power. As Kazakina goes wide with the backhand cross court, so from 15:30, Sabalenka's got it to 40:30. She's so open now in her press conferences. I thought she spoke with real interest and insight about the power of social media. We know the negative side of it, but she was also talking about how she likes to think she can bring joy and excitement to people's lives through her various social media platforms. A good first serve there. The return's long. And Sabalenka leads by 3 games to love. Keith's been in touch. Says, love Radio Roland Garros during our Finca holiday in Mallorca. Dreamy days. He says, with Ruud and Fonseca having already done 2 5-setters, will their chances of winning drop massively if they share another 5 sets tomorrow? I think the answer to that is almost certainly yes, though you never know. I mean, Fonseca has now come from 2 sets down in successive matches. Surely that's got to start hurting if he has to do something similar again. Ruud, we've spoken about how he was almost down and out in the first round, but these guys are superhuman in many ways. And Keith finishes by saying that he's chilling by the pool after struggling through 1 set in the midday heat against his 12-year-old son. The next set is at 5 p.m. before the Champions League final. So, Keith, we want to know who wins out of you and your son. Yeah, Japan's definitely got a lot of attractions, I have to say. Bobby's been in touch as well. He's a fan of Sorana Castella. Says she's on at 10 a.m. tomorrow UK time, meaning 3 hours sleep only after my night shift. But I'm in with plenty of coffee.
After the double bagel yesterday, Sorana Castella.
Yes, yes. I mean, that was ruthless, wasn't it?
What a performance. She's having on her last year on the tour.
Well, backhand Bobby's obviously a big fan. And he reports that she's got a nickname now. Sorana, the Pink Panther.
Oh, because of her outfit.
Yes.
Beautiful pink dress.
That's a good one. So we've got the Pink Panther now. We've got the Fons. João Fonseca will forevermore be known as the Fons, partly in tribute to Happy Days. We won't start seeing that again, just in case anyone's driving.
Yeah. And we don't want a rain to come out on Roland Garros.
That is very true. Kazakina, love 3, love 15. Big return from Sabalenka, who comes in and eases away a backhand volley. And I fear, for all fans of Daria Kazakina, that this could be a demolition job.
Yeah, 2 points in a row of that been finished at the net by Sabalenka with the beautiful backhand volley. And the last she won 11 out of the last 15 points, Sabalenka. Well, that's a good reaction by Kazakina.
Yeah, there's something for her to celebrate. Clenched the racket as she waited very patiently, got herself into the perfect position, and then hit a lovely off forehand winner.
That's her best weapon in the game, I feel like, Kazakina.
Another big return from Sabalenka, immediately getting on the front foot, then pushing Kazakina back and deciding she had so many options. Yeah. Sabalenka, she went with a subtle little forehand drop shot, and Kazakina wasn't even in the picture.
What a showdown in that point by Sabalenka. Very flat, hard forehand return, then kind of a high-spinned forehand on the backhand side of Kazatkina, and then she got that short ball, and she was she had the options, all the options in the world to finish the point, and she did finish with a little drop shot cross court.
Love 3, 15, 40, backhand return. Slightly off balance for Sabalenka.
Yeah. And she did try to go to that backhand defense, but I was too well played by Kazatkina. 30-40, another break point. The number one in the world.
Matteo Berrettini has broken Francesco Comisano at the first time of asking in set number two on Court Simone Mathieu. So Berrettini now a set and a break up and a game point to go 3-love up as Sabalenka swings again and hits a huge backhand. And then as Kazatkina tried to regain a central position behind her baseline, Sabalenka went back the same way behind her. And in just 16 minutes, she leads by 4 games to love.
The demolition job is on.
We're keeping a close eye on events in front of us on Châtrier. Yeah. And I suspect we'll be heading back there sooner than we anticipated with Amanda Anisimova about to serve at 3-4 against Diane Parry, the American with the early break. But Parry, who's shown real resolve because she lost her first set in the first round by 6 games to love. But she's a fighter. So we'll head back there in a moment. Anna Kalinskaya stood a break up against Camila Osorio of Colombia on court 14. They're still on serve on court 7. That's Juan Manuel Cerúndolo, the slayer of an unwell Jannik Sinner, and Martin Landaluz of Spain, who I've heard so much about as a junior. And, well, what an opportunity for one of these youngsters. Yeah. Maybe Rafael Jodar. Who knows? As Antoine rightly said when I asked him for his latest deductions as to who's going to win the men's title, has he come to a conclusion? Yes, he has. He's got no idea. Crowd just jing up the players in front of us as the sun continues to beat down. The last really hot day, we think, of Roland Garros 2026.
It's cooling down tomorrow.
I believe so. I mean, you can never be absolutely sure, can you, of the forecast. As Sabalenka again just eases forward and plays a very neat little forehand volley. And I think the only question now, Antoine, is just how long is this set going to take? We're at the 18-minute mark and Sabalenka's already 4-love, 30-15.
It does cool down tomorrow. We're going to lose 10 degrees.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Backhand return, cross-court from Kazatkina. Big backhand from Sabalenka. Then realises she's got to come forward to another ball. She plays the drop shot. Oh, Kazatkina tried to pass her cross-court. Sabalenka was there with a volley. We all just held our breath for a moment, wondering if the volley was going to be inside the baseline. It was 40-15.
Because the pass was pretty hard and the ball did bounce off with a lot of speed of the Sabalenka's racket, but it did stay in. 2 game points for Sabalenka to be up 5-0. 18 minutes.
Francesco Comisano has just broken back at the start of the second set on Simone Mathieu against Matteo Berrettini. So the Argentinian's now serving at 1-2, having lost the first set in a tiebreak by 7-3. Sabalenka serves out wide and just misses. So a double fault. It's a late call, but Sabalenka's not going to query it. Kazatkina just went across and brushed the mark aside as we approach 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Second match of the day here on Suzanne Longlin. This was where Naomi Osaka came through against a very impressive young Iva Jovic. Backhand return from Kazatkina. Shortish ball that is pummeled by Sabalenka, who again's coming in and driving a volley into the open court. It's another game for Sabalenka. Played 5-1-5. And Daria Kazatkina is in grave danger of losing this opening set inside the first 25 minutes. Antoine and I will be here for another 5 minutes or so. I'm not quite sure who's coming next. It's always a pleasant surprise when the door opens. Ooh. Oh, what I say, it's always a pleasant surprise when the door opens. And what should happen? The door opens and Sophie Amiatt walks in.
Hello.
Fresh from a triumphant book signing.
Yes.
from all accounts yesterday by the main merchandise store. How many books did you sell? Okay, she signed a fair few. Well, hopefully having signed them, well, of course, they're worth so much more in value once the Amiac signature is on there. Some wonderful views of Paris and indeed of Roland Garros from the blimp. We've got the Eiffel Tower to the left, the city to the right, and the Roland Garros site right in front of us. The Chatrier roof is slightly opened, only by a degree or two. I mean, there is no shadow at all on the court at the moment. There is no escape. So here is Kazakina looking to somehow try and get her name on the board, but she has been hit off court so far by a woman absolutely determined to become Roland Garros champion after missing out last year in that final against Coco Gauff. That's better from Kazakina. She goes back behind 15-0. Sabalenka. Kazakina is wearing a white shirt, quite a long, I'm not going to say it's a baggy blue skirt, but it's a longer tennis skirt than is normally the case. Five love, or rather love five, 15 love. Slice on the backhand from Sabalenka, and it's long. So Dera is halfway to accomplishing something, and that's getting a game on the board.
Jen Parry is trying to serve it for the first time, for the first set. 30-0, 5-3.
Yeah, well, let's keep an eye on that because I'm interested to see whether the bagel is completed here. I don't think it's going to be because Kazakina has just served an ace out wide. I tell you what, Stefan, we're moving here, there and everywhere, but let's nip back to Chatrier because Sabalenka's in control of this opening set. And as Antoine quite rightly said, Diane Parry having gone a breakdown early on, she was broken to love at the start of the set, but she's hit back and she's at 5-3, 30-all with a second serve against a Wimbledon finalist, of course, Amanda Anisimova, and a former Roland Garros semi-finalist. A slice on the backhand from Barry. Awkward bounce for Anisimova. She wasn't up to it.
Yeah.
And there's a set point.
Because of Jan Parry's beautiful slice. 40, on that one hand backhand. And set point, and the crowd gets going.
And Arthur, I doff my cap to you. It was a good reminder to get to the key moments. And I think we've managed
hopefully
to do
I'm
that here.
Yeah.
Parry, first serve into the net. Sophie will join us at the end of this game. And of course, if Parry's won it, she'll be even more buoyant than is usually the case with our wonderfully colourful, exuberant co-commentator.
Ooh.
Double fault.
Double fault and a foot fault on the second serve. It's just crazy.
I say that Sophie will join us. I mean, yeah, I've never known someone get more wires tied up in a commentary box than Sophie Amiac.
And she can't wait, so she's tying me up with the cable of the hair.
He's not getting out of here. He's completely wrapped up in wire. It's deuce again. Backhand return from Anisimova's long.
Avantage.
No, she's turned you off. Stop playing with other people's buttons.
She's crazy.
He's hooked up the wrong one.
My God.
Oh, it's your fault, Antoine.
Yeah,
his
of
fault.
Course it's my fault.
Well, it's nobody's fault right now. It is never set point. Let's go.
Focus. Set point number two for Diane Parry.
Not very
serving
biased,
with her back to the Presidential Tribune. And backhand return from Anisimova straight out the server. And now an elaborate slice on the forehand from Anisimova. And it's a netted backhand from Parry.
And a big opportunity missed right here because she did have all the options in the world with that one-handed backhand.
Too many options, probably. Yeah. Could have gone down the line, could have gone with the drop shot, could have gone cross court. None of them, though. Ouch.
Back to juice, and congratulations for Johnny in just a moment. He's been in touch with us. I'll tell you why we need to congratulate him after this point. Silence in Chatrier as Parry serves down the middle. It's an ace.
181 down the middle.
And that's her fifth ace of the contest. Just one for Anisimova. Johnny, by the way, guys, just passed his driving theory test this morning.
Bravo. Let us know when you're driving.
Oh, don't.
Well, no, do. And we'll stick to a different road. Only kidding, John. Another set point. Good first serve, but a decent return down the middle of the court for Anisimova, who goes cross-court and wide. And Diane Parry has the first set.
Vive la France.
Allez.
And of course, we're strictly neutral here on Radio Roland Garros.
Completely.